Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized emergency use of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. That makes the vaccine, developed by the Cambridge Pharmaceutical Company, the second vaccine to join the fight against the coronavirus in the United States. Dr. Paul Sachs is the clinical director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Dr. Sachs, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
What does it mean to have two vaccines now available? How will that affect the approach to the fight against the coronavirus?
Well, this is excellent news because we can't get everybody vaccinated with just one vaccine. We probably can't get everyone vaccinated with two vaccines, but having two effective vaccines available for deployment really helps us get a good start on using vaccines to control the pandemic. And the fact that they are so effective, both of them, really is astounding and better than any of us could have anticipated.
Can you clarify one thing? Does the effectiveness refer to preventing infection or preventing illness from the infection?
So what we know from the studies is it prevents illness from infection. And let me parenthetically say, most importantly, it prevents severe illness. There was only one case of severe illness in both of these studies, both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine. So that's really very special. But I want to underscore, even though a lot of people have said that prevention of illness is not the same as prevention of infection, and therefore they're still worried about transmission, I actually think that worry is overblown. Even though we don't have the data yet that it prevents infection as well as disease, it is highly unlikely that these vaccines won't also prevent infection and therefore lead to reduced transmission. And one additional piece of information that has just been published is that we now know from very carefully done studies in Singapore that people without symptoms are in fact less likely to transmit the virus than people with active symptoms. So even if it just leads to asymptomatic infection, that will almost certainly lead to reduced risk of transmission.
And what's the difference between the Pfizer vaccine that was given authorization first and the Moderna vaccine?
They're both very similar. They're both based on this novel messenger RNA technology. This is the first time we've had vaccines that use this technology. But I want to say that this vaccine work has been ongoing for many years. It's not just something that started this year. So there has been a lot of time to sort of work on this process. So they're very similar in that regard. They differ in some practical issues that will enable the Moderna vaccine to be more widely distributed. As you've probably heard, both these vaccines require very cold storage, but the Moderna vaccine not quite as extreme as the Pfizer vaccine. And in addition, the Moderna vaccine will be shipped in smaller lots, and as a result, it can be distributed to areas that need fewer vaccines than the Pfizer vaccine. So having these two options really will help us distribute the vaccines more broadly.
Does it look like the Pfizer vaccine will stay largely in maybe more large urban areas and Moderna vaccine go more to rural areas?
That would be the appropriate distribution of these two vaccines. I know that there were some regions of the United States that didn't have any of the cold storage required for the Pfizer vaccine.
Now, after a week of the Pfizer vaccine being administered, what are your observations about side effects?
So as you know, healthcare workers and people who are elderly have, in certain skilled nursing facilities, have received the vaccine. Probably the most notable, very severe side effect has been allergic reactions that have occurred in a very small number of people. It's either four or five, depending on the report that you look at. All of the people were treated for allergic reactions and recovered. That is something that can be handled if people are simply observed for 15 minutes after the vaccine is administered. I want people really to understand that this is extremely rare and that most people, what they have is they have a sore arm and a bit of fatigue. Occasionally they'll have a little low-grade fever. None of the people that I've spoken to have received the vaccine have so far had to stay out of work because I work at a hospital, so I know people who've received the vaccine. Overall, good news on how well it's tolerated.
And is that the expected side effect situation with the Moderna vaccine?
The Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine both had very similar side effects reported in their trials. A bit worse with the second shot. You recall that both of them require two shots, the first shot to sort of start the process of the immune response, the second shot to boost it and make it likely more durable. And the second shot, perhaps a bit worse side effects in terms of that arm ache, fatigue, and fever. However, most people have said that it resolves with a little bit of Tylenol or ibuprofen, and I actually want to strongly encourage people to get vaccinated when the vaccine becomes available. This really is our best tool at controlling the pandemic.
Dr. Sachs, thank you.
Thanks so much for inviting me.
Dr. Paul Sachs is the clinical director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Brigham and Women's Hospital.